Hey everyone, some courses out there charge hundreds of dollars for points 101 information, but that seems a little bit steep, right? One of my goals with this podcast is to show more people from all walks of life what can be possible with points and miles through free materials like this podcast, my Instagram, the free weekly newsletter, and now introducing a free course. If you or someone you know is interested in points and miles, but just not sure how to get started, I've put together everything you need to know about how to earn points and redeem them for your first points trip, including how to get your spouse or partner on board with the game as well. Check out the free course at geobreezetravel.com/free course, and please share it with a friend who would be a great fit for this hobby too. If you are looking to level up your points game, you're probably ready for some stacking strategies, where you can earn points with multiple programs at once with one credit card swipe. One of my favorite apps to use for stacking is Flooz, where you can earn credit card points for buying gift cards to your favorite store through Flooz, you earn cash back through Flooz, and you can even use those gift cards that you buy when you shop through different portals like Rakuten or Top Cashback, so you'll earn points there too. Download Flooz today at geobreezetravel.com/flooz or by using the link in the show notes, and you'll receive some boosts for elevated cashback. Thank you to Flooz for partnering with this episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
Yeah, so with Rakuten, especially around the holidays, their in-store offers can be really lucrative. I know last year they were offering 5% back in-store at, I believe it was Walmart and Lowe's. So if you needed like any electronics or you were doing Christmas shopping, it was a really great way to maximize your earnings. And I don't even think the rate was that high online. But with it though, you do have to upload your card numbers and you need to activate it before you shop. Otherwise, it won't record the purchase. I know when I did it last year, I would activate it, check out, and the email would come through minutes later. So you'll definitely know if you did it right or not.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Ginny Grady from The Grady Bunch. When Ginny found out she could combine her passions of traveling and saving money through travel hacking, she was hooked. Ginny, along with her husband Drew, have been travel hacking for over a year now. The world of points and miles has allowed them to fly home to visit family, take weekend getaways, and even visit Iceland. In this episode, we discuss how to stack different shopping offers to earn more points with different programs each time you swipe your credit card, and how to balance earning more points with introducing more complexity into your strategy. One of my favorite cards for stacking different gift card deals is the Chase Freedom Flex, which lets you earn 5x on special rotating categories each quarter. For example, if the special category is PayPal, like it is for Q4 2022, you can click through different shopping portals, then pay with PayPal to earn points in multiple places. You could also load up on gift cards to use throughout the year whenever you see a 5x promo that you really like. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have the links to the Chase Freedom Flex and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Hey, Jenny, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hey, Julia, thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you here. We're going to talk about stacking today, which I know is a topic that a lot of people have questions on, just like what apps, what sites to even use, how do you layer all of these things on top of each other in order to get more points and miles for one credit card swipe. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how did you get into the game of points and miles?
All right. So my name is Ginny. I run the Grady Bunch with my husband, Drew. And we learned about points and miles when we first started our personal finance journey about 3 or 4 years ago. But at that time, we weren't at a point where we could manage credit cards. So points and miles was always on the back burner. And then when the Chase Sapphire Preferred 100,000 bonus came out last year, we had to jump on that right away, especially since we were planning a wedding. And we were like, we need to maximize our points and miles with this.
For sure. And while you were just getting started, were there any mistakes that you made early on where you want to warn other people, don't make the same mistakes that we made?
don't fall for shiny card syndrome. So we got the Chase Sapphire Preferred. And then we had a friend's wedding coming up at a Marriott property. So we're like, oh, let's get the Marriott card, not knowing what other hotel cards are out there or if we even liked the Marriott brand. And we got it. And Marriott is not our favorite. We've learned we like Hyatt more, but we still keep the card open just because it has that great benefit of a free night.
Yeah, the shiny card syndrome gets everybody. There are so many blogs and Instagram accounts that are like, oh, here's a new promo, here's another new promo. And guys, it's literally just our jobs to tell you about when there are promos, but that doesn't mean that every promo is right for every person. So make sure that you know how those cards work into your strategy. Always reach out and ask people. I do free consults. A ton of other people do free consults about different cards. So make sure you don't get shiny card syndrome, especially if you have no idea how you're going to use the card benefits in the future. That's a really good point. So after you got your first couple of cards, did you just jump deep in or are you kind of taking it step by step?
So I have the personality when I learn something new, I go like 0 to 100. So I opened like 4 cards in a 6-month span. And I was like, I need to slow the brakes. I need to figure out what we're doing, what our plan is. Our initial plan, when you first search travel hacking, a lot of times the Maldives pop up. So we're like, let's go to the Maldives. Let's figure out the cards for this. And then we were like, that's not our plan now. So we were able to figure out and strategize what our plan should be moving forward.
What's your plan currently?
Right now we're stacking points. Drew's in a master's program and he's hoping to finish it next spring. So our goal is to either go to Japan or Thailand. So I'm trying to get a lot of miles and points that'll help us get there and stay.
How does that work into your strategy with him being in school still? Do you have to just account for we have to earn more points since we're on a school schedule? And I know that some people on the show have said that makes it a little bit difficult to find those sweet spots or take advantage of good point sales. Have you found that it messes with your strategy much?
Yes and no. His school program is really flexible. It's meant for people who are working, which helps, but we do try to schedule our trips and vacations around when he is off. And it is a little bit more expensive. We're trying to plan a trip for Memorial Day and just looking at the prices, it's like, I don't want to spend it, but I'm like, I also want to go somewhere. So we're weighing our options right now. And I think we're leaning towards St. Kitts, but we'll see.
Yeah, I've not been there, but I've seen really, really gorgeous hotel photos. Are you going to Park Hyatt St. Kitts?
Hopefully. But I have heard the beds are really hard. So we'll see. That's like what all the reviews say. It's so funny when you search it.
Oh, I had never heard that, but I've also not gone deep into reading reviews of that property, but that is good to know for anybody who is thinking about going to the Park Hyatt St. Kitts. So you mentioned you're trying to stack points. Let's get into the concept of stacking a little bit, which is just being able to earn points with multiple programs with one credit card swipe. Where do you normally start? Because I know there's so many different places where you can look for offers, you can look for cashback deals, you can look for lots of other promo codes to apply, and it can get really overwhelming. So how do you recommend somebody even just start with like, I need to buy a couch. How do I earn lots of points buying a couch?
I would think about what stores you want to shop with and then compare those different options for the shopping portals. I know with furniture, sometimes they will be an excluded item. So that's something to always important to read in the terms and conditions. And then from there, figure out which card I'm going to use, which one will maximize my earnings, but also thinking about what offers do I have on those cards where it may be more beneficial to use that offer than the card with the highest earnings.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? Like, why wouldn't you want to use the card with the highest earnings?
Say, for instance, I know Amex sometimes has some really high offers. I can't think of any furniture ones off the top of my head, but say you may only earn 1x on the purchase, but you're going to save $400 compared to using a card that's going to earn 2x. You would really have to look and see which card and which offer is going to benefit you most with your travel plans, but also your financial goals with that purchase.
Yeah, that makes sense. So just weighing how many points are you going to earn versus how much can you save off of the different promo codes and the different coupons. And I know that Amex offers tend to be the ones that people get really excited about. You can get anything from earning an extra 5 membership rewards when shopping on Amazon sometimes. I think the greatest one I've ever seen was $100 off of a $100 purchase with Dell. So they basically gave everybody a $100 gift card with Dell purchases. I bought a Fitbit that I never used, so that's cool. And You can get some cool travel offers too. You can get something like $100 back if you spend $500 at a Hilton. They have all sorts of these all the time, and Chase does as well. Do you normally find you're using Amex offers, or do you use them across all cards?
I would say we normally use Amex offers, but then Citi also has some really good offers, especially if you're looking to earn American Airlines miles. We often find that Citi offers will also show up similarly on their Simply Miles portal, and then you can stack that with the shopping portal to really maximize your earnings.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And you mentioned you like to start by trying to figure out what stores you would shop at. So if I wanted to buy a couch from Crate and Barrel or Williams-Sonoma or wherever else they sell couches, I like to start at cashbackmonitor.com because that's going to tell you what site or what shopping portal or what airline portal is going to have the most cashback or points and miles earning for a particular store. So if you know where you want to shop at, that can really help to narrow it down. And it's free to use. You don't even need to make a login. You just type in what store you're looking for. It'll give you all of the information right then and there. The thing is, this can lead you down a weird rabbit hole because people are like, oh, well, I've got like $3 with Rakuten, $5 from Top Cashback, another one with like Capital One rewards or something like that. And then suddenly you've got $5 in each of these little store portal pockets. And some of them have a minimum amount to cash out. Like you have to earn at least $25 with them to cash out. So that's something to keep in mind as well is, yeah, you could earn more with a new portal, but is it worth it? And are you going to be able to cash that out? Or is it just going to be money that's kind of stuck somewhere and you probably would have been better off just pooling all of it into one portal if possible?
Absolutely. I think we had like $33 stuck with like, I think it's called Fat Coupon, and the minimum is $50, and I'm never going to use it. So it's probably just going to sit there and disappear. So
be careful too, if those points disappear after a certain period of inactivity. I once had $700 disappear from my Fetch account because you have to either scan a receipt every 90 days, which should be super easy. Just take a photo of a receipt. I apparently did not for 3 months. And I thought that when they said activity in or out of your account every 90 days, I thought that referrals counted. So I just put a link on my website. I'd get a sign up every week or so. I thought all that counted. And then it just stacked up for a year. And then one day my $700 of credits disappeared. So yeah, if you guys are using Fetch, be careful of that. And Fetch is one of the easiest ones to use. You just have to take a photo of a receipt and then you get a free 2,000 points if it's your first time using it. It's very popular for groceries.
I love Fetch too for online orders. It'll pick up like your Amazon and email orders if you're okay with linking your email account.
Yeah, what are some of your other favorite apps or sites to use for stacking other than Cashback Monitor, other than Fetch? Because I know people are always just looking for a list of people's favorites to use.
I have a ton of favorite ones. I like Drop. That one, you link your credit card accounts and you activate the offers every week. And some of the stores include Kroger, sometimes Target, McDonald's, and even Amazon. So if you partake in buying groups, especially around the holidays when deals are much more popular, you can earn a ton of points that way. And our favorite way to cash those out is Starbucks or Lululemon. I also like when I get gas using Upside. So you check in before you fill up at the pump and then you just select which card you're using. You don't even have to put in your full card number and you'll earn anywhere from like 10 to 25 cents back a gallon. It's not much, but if you fill up a couple times a week, it definitely adds up.
For the Drop one, you mentioned you have to physically activate the offers each week, right? It doesn't just automatically do it for you.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And I always recommend doing it Wednesday morning because sometimes the Amazon spots disappear. That's where we really bank our earnings.
What do the different offers look like on Drop? That's one that I haven't really used before.
For Drop, it'll be anywhere. Amazon, I think last year was up to like 10 points per dollar spent. Some are 3 points per dollar spent. But if you're spending a decent amount at the stores, like it's not those like oddball stores you never shop at. It can add up quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you mentioned buying groups. For anybody who's not familiar with buying groups, they're very popular for earning a lot of points around the holidays. Basically, people are outsourcing their shopping to you, where they say, hey, I need a whole bunch of PlayStation 5s. I can't walk out of Best Buy with all their PlayStation 5s, so I need to get other people to buy them for me, and then I'll reimburse you for it. Sometimes the buying groups may be the best that you can find for a particular electronic device is $250 at Best Buy, and they're only offering at $230. So you probably don't want to take the deal just because you're going to lose money on that. But if you can make enough from stacking where it's going to be worth it for you to take that deal, then a lot of people can make money off of it that way.
Absolutely. And just real quick about buying groups, if you do any Amazon purchases like Echoes or Kindles, if you go through Top Cashback, you can get up to 8% that way. So that's another way to maximize your earnings with buying groups.
That's a good one too. Some other apps that I like to use, I like to use Flooz. Do you use that one?
I've used it once or twice, but I always forget about it.
I really like it because I think it's one of the fastest for processing. If I'm like, oh, I can just cash out some of my credits and just get a gift card real quick for Amazon or Sephora or wherever. It's one of the easiest to stack with other portals because it generates a gift card for you right on the spot. So if you're like, oh, there's a really good deal through Rakuten, you could generate a gift card through Flooz and use that gift card through Rakuten, and then you could get points for both, which is really, really handy. Another one that I use, I've used Dosh before, and that one is completely passive. You just have to link up a credit card, and then if you happen to shop with any of their partner stores or dine with their partnered restaurants, you'll get automatic cash back with them. It works very similarly to a lot of the airline dining portals. Whatever your favorite airline is, just Google that airline's name and then dining portal, and then you can sign up for the dining portal where you just link up whatever your favorite credit card is to use for dining. I tend to use the Amex Gold, and then you will automatically earn some cash back whenever you dine with partnered restaurants. The downside is that you can only use one card per dining portal. So if you have three different dining cards you use, that works, but unfortunately you can't just link up your Amex Gold to every single dining portal.
It would be nice if you could though.
That'd be super nice. So you can also sometimes earn extra points and miles by going through different shopping portals. I know people like the United Mileage X Plus app, and you are quite a fan of American Airlines and the Simply Miles. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you like to stack the offers there?
Yeah, so it's no secret we love American Airlines, although they get not the most love in the travel hacking community. But for Simply Miles, it's basically like an offer you add to your card. That card must be a MasterCard. So think any AA City branded cards, your Chase Freedom Flex, or like any City cards. And with that, they'll have offers you can add. Sometimes they're a flat rate. So for example, they'll have like a wine one where if you spend $50, you'll get 1,000 American Airlines miles that also count towards loyalty status. Or it could be a flat rate, like 3 AA miles per dollar spent at a store. But I often find that those offers can be stacked with offers in the American Airlines shopping portal. So you can really maximize your earnings that way.
Okay. So I think a lot of people get confused between, isn't Simply Miles the same thing as the shopping portal? How are they different?
So if you think about when you go grocery shopping and you have like a loyalty card with them, you can add offers to your card and then you swipe that card and it'll take like a discount off of a certain item at the register. Think of Simply Miles like that. So you're adding that offer to your specific card. But when you go to check out on the shopping portal, that shopping portal doesn't know that that offer is on the card. So it's not going to contradict one another as if like one would cancel the other out. So that's a great way to stack and earn more miles.
So you can earn miles on your American Airlines credit card or really any MasterCard you said. So Chase Freedom Flex, the American Airlines ones, Bilt is a MasterCard. You could use any of those. You could earn points through Simply Miles and earn points through the American Airlines portal. So that's like a 3-point stack already.
Absolutely. And sometimes there's even city merchant offers similar to those Chase and Amex offers that overlap with the Simply Miles and shopping portal.
So you get that city offer as well as the credit card points and the Simply Miles and the American Airlines portal.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. Yeah, I know another popular stack sometimes when you want to get anything done through Groupon, whether it's eyebrows, hair, nails, facials, exercise classes, really whatever. Another popular one is to buy a Groupon gift card through Flooz. So you search on Groupon for the thing that you want to buy, buy a Flooz gift card for the exact amount you want. And then instead of using it straight through Groupon, you would click through Rakuten.com to go to Groupon. So then you're earning points with your credit card, you're earning points with Flooz, and you're earning points with Rakuten, and you get a Groupon discount for the service that you're purchasing. So that's another popular stack as well. I know people sometimes are like, oh, I stacked six or seven things. And sometimes it can get really overwhelming. If you can do two or three to start with, you're honestly doing pretty well. Because sometimes it's like those people who drive across town to save $4 on a bag of chips. It's sometimes not worth it to go through all of the extra effort just to say that you stacked six different things. If you can get an Amex offer and earn points on your Amex card and then get a shopping portal like Rakuten or something in there, you're doing great.
Yeah, I would say, if anything, just if you want to start with one, use the shopping portals because there are so many stores on there and you can even do in-store pickup. And I know a lot of people even order their groceries on there and you're already spending that money. So you might as well get some extra points for it.
Yeah, especially with American Airlines and Alaska, it's very difficult to earn those miles sometimes without the shopping portal. With Alaska, they have one or two co-branded cards, I think a personal and a business. And then American Airlines has some, but none of the flexible currencies like Chase or Capital One, Citi or Amex, they don't transfer easily to those airlines. So just by going through the Alaska shopping portal or the American Airlines shopping portal, stacking that with Simply Miles, you can get a lot of points with those airlines, which have awesome sweet spots. You mentioned the Maldives earlier. Flying Q Suites to the Maldives is a very popular use of American Airlines miles. For Alaska miles, I had shiny card syndrome once upon a time. I opened an Alaska card because I had an 80,000 point sign-up bonus, and I was like, this is great. And I had no idea what to do with that. Finally used some of those miles. My husband and I have a flight from Tokyo to Kuala Lumpur next year. It's in JAL business class, and it's an 8-hour flight. And each of our tickets was only 25,000 points, which is insane with Alaska miles. So still don't know what I'm going to do with the other 30,000 miles. Maybe I'll just start shopping through the Alaska portal so that I get a few more through there. But those are two of the very popular shopping portals because the points can get used for such good sweet spots and because they're so hard to earn because they don't have a lot of flexible points that will transfer over. So let's talk about dining stacks. Do you use these a lot with dining as well or mostly just shopping?
No, we use them for dining.
What are some of your favorite ways to stack different offers when you're going out to eat?
So for us, since we're always looking for ways to earn more American Airlines miles, we have our cards linked to the American Airlines dining portal. If you dine at one of their restaurants, you'll earn 3 American Airlines miles per dollar spent. And oftentimes we find that there may even be a city merchant offer. It's more often local restaurants. And then I often find that those restaurants are also on Upside, where you can get a percentage back. And then we'll pay with a card that has a dining multiplier to maximize our earnings.
Yeah, that's great. And a lot of the cards are going to come with dining credits these days. An annoying number of cards come with dining credits. My Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant used to be a $300 Marriott credit. It's now whatever amount of dining credit each month that I have to remember to use. But sometimes you can stack those offers too. And if you have the Amex Platinum, you get that Uber credit every month. Make sure that you've linked up Uber and Marriott accounts because then you're getting some free Marriott points just by using that free Uber credit that comes with your American Express Platinum anyway. So that's another easy way to just get some points without having to spend any additional money, which is the whole concept of stacking.
One other app that I love, it's not really points and miles related, but it's such an easy app. It's the Amazon Shopper Panel. It's been a while since I signed up, so there might be a wait list, but basically if you upload 10 receipts a month, you get $10 in free Amazon credit. So we're always shopping on Amazon, and that $10 helps decrease our purchases a little bit.
I can't believe we've already recorded more than 100 podcast episodes. It feels like we just started yesterday, but we've already covered so many great points and mile strategies on this show and have many more to come. If you're new to this show or looking to level up your points game quickly, I offer a bunch of resources at geobreezetravel.com/start here. It includes links to free consults, free trials to some of my favorite points tools, and also links to services like group coaching, which start at only $5 per session through the Patreon. Again, that's geobreezetravel.com/start here, which I have linked for you in the show notes. And speaking of the Patreon, this week's Patreon shout out goes out to Michael. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community.
That's a good one. I had not heard of that. Since you have an entire folder of different cashback apps on your phone, how do you keep all of these organized? Like, how do you just know which one to use without getting so overwhelmed? Because sometimes when you apply one coupon code or one promo code, it's going to cancel out another one. So how do you just track all of this?
So a lot of them are apps where you basically just scan your receipts. So once a week, I just like put all my receipts aside and then I just sit down and go through one app, then go through the other. And they're mainly apps where you're, it's not like Ibotta where you have to add a specific offer and then redeem it. These are just basically looking at your receipt and then just counting it, like whether coins or points. I mean, it's not much, but it's $10 here, $20 there. And it's normally my Starbucks money. So
what are some of those apps where you only need to take a photo of the receipt? Because there, yeah, you can just go down the line and take a photo, upload the same photo to 10 different apps. So what are some of the ones that you use for that?
They are Receipt Hog, Receipt Pal, like you mentioned before, Fetch, the Amazon one. There's one also called Coin Out. It doesn't have the best, but if I'm already scanning for three apps, might as well just scan one more. And those are the main ones. There's also another one called Pogo. I forget how you link your accounts, but it pulls your purchases and then you just claim the points. Like you just click real quick. I do it about once a week. And again, just cash out the points.
Do these all have to be physical receipts or can it work with electronic?
I think they've moved more towards electronic. I know Receipt Hog, Fetch, and Receipt Pal can now all be linked to where you can just upload electronic receipts. I think you might have to link your account or email. So again, security features, but knock on wood, I've never had any issues.
Are they mostly looking for you to purchase with partnered brands where they're trying to influence you to, oh, you should buy this loaf of bread, you should buy this brand of yogurt? Or is it just they'll give you points for uploading really any receipt because they just want your consumer data?
I think it's more so they want the consumer data. I think Ibotta is more so convincing you to purchase a certain product, but the others are just trying to figure out why people are shopping or purchasing certain items.
Yeah, that makes sense. That is something to keep in mind with a lot of these stacking apps is because they're paying you, you are the product, and they want to know about your buying patterns in hopes that they can convince you to buy more stuff in the future. So that is something to keep in mind. I like to think I don't fall for it too much because I just don't buy that much stuff. I like to keep a list of credits that I need to use for my different credit cards. Like, for example, if I have to use the Saks $50 credit anyway, I'm just stalking Rakuten every day. And for the one day every half year that they have a 10% or 15% back, I am deeply stalking Rakuten and using my Saks credit that day. So I try to approach this by planning ahead a little bit where I'm like, okay, I should like put some date nights on the calendar to be like, we're going to get ice cream this day so that we can use up that Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant credit, or we're going to go to Milk Bar to use up the Amex Gold credit, or maybe we do some takeout instead. So planning out your credits that way can help too. Or there's apps that track it for you, like CardPointers Pro. You can have it track all of your different offers. It'll send you notifications when your stuff is about to expire. So that can free up a little bit of brain space too. But if you do have an app folder on your phone where it's just like, okay, click app number one, click app number two, click app number three, that's a great way to do it post-purchase as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Otherwise, I would not be organized with it and probably would not happen.
How do you remember to use all the different credits with your different cards? Because some cards come with free hotel nights, some come with $300 travel credit, either through the Chase Sapphire Reserve or $300 credit through the Capital One portal. You have Fine Hotels and Resorts credit with Amazon, with American Express. American Express is pretty much a glorified coupon book at this point. None of us are using that Equinox credit. We have restaurant credits to use, Uber credits to use, hotel credits to use, airline incidental credits to use. How do you track all of this for yourself to make sure, like, okay, I'm going to use up my credits and then maybe get some extra points on the side with it too?
So in the beginning, I was able to keep track, like, in my head, because it was only a couple cards. But since we really got into it, we've opened a lot more cards, especially business cards, and I've had a hard time keeping track. I kind of remember, but we just got the Card Pointers Pro version, and I just have not had a minute to sit down and set it up. But that's going to be my plan moving forward, to make sure I don't forget to use any of them, because otherwise you're kind of just leaving money on the table and you already paid that annual fee.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people are like, oh, well, the Amex Platinum basically pays you. Like, you can get $800 of credits. I mean, you can, but do you? Like, some people just forget to use their credits all the time. I think one time Amex Platinum sent me a report being like, you used 63% of your credits. And I thought I was doing really well. Like, I have no idea where they came up with that number, because I was like diligently setting meeting invites to myself on my calendar. And that's just heartbreaking. So just making sure that you have an app like Card Pointers Pro, or that you're like checking your statements each month to make sure that you use your credits, but also balancing that with like, is it worth it? Should you just go with like more simplified cards like the Chase Sapphire Reserve, where it's $300 of travel credit and you can use it for pretty much anything, including parking tickets and tolls? I mean, that's a little bit easier. I don't know any other stacks for parking tickets other than use your Chase Sapphire Reserve if it's in January. I know one other trick that people like to do too is if you have a really good deal, but they're like, oh, it's only limit one per email. People make multiple emails for the same deal. And you can actually just add plus something to the end of your email, and it still all goes to the same email. So if my email address were julia@gmail.com, I could apply for the same offer with julia+1@gmail.com, julia+2@gmail.com, julia+3@gmail.com. And you can get the same offer over and over again with a lot of sites. So if there's a particular stack that you like and you want to use it multiple times, try using that email trick, which is a popular thing to do in the stacking world. You have to be careful about making multiple accounts, setting the same password for everything, because sometimes they do get mad at you. Like, if you self-refer with Rakuten, they will just get upset and shut down all of your accounts. So something to keep in mind there. But if it's like a coupon code or something, you could probably do that email plus trick and it'll help you. It'll also help you track who sells your email, because if you set up emails like julia+homedepot@gmail.com, julia+amazon@gmail.com, julia+whatever Kroger@gmail.com, and then you start seeing junk mail from other sites that are sent to that email, then you can track who sold your name.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know with the American Airlines shopping portal, they have, I think Rakuten does it too, where they'll offer a flat rate for a lot of like the meal kits or the wine. And it says it can only be used once, but I've gotten some to go through twice, again, just using a different email, and it, the points knock on wood have not been removed. So something you could, if you're close or you needed the miles, it's something you could consider, but your mileage may vary. It may not work.
Something to keep in mind too, as you're stacking with different portals, especially if you're getting into 5 or 6 point stacks, take screenshots of stuff. Especially the one that I care most about is Rakuten, where I'm going to take a screenshot of the order number and me completing the order, or do a screen record or something so that you have proof in case your points don't post, because some of those can be huge. They'll give 10% back sometimes on Marriott or IHG stays. And if you're paying $200 for a hotel night for 3 nights, that's a lot of Rakuten points that you'd be losing if it doesn't post correctly. And I think the biggest Rakuten stack, which is actually a moneymaker, my favorite one is the LifeLock deal, where sometimes they'll give 90, 95% back with LifeLock. And then if you have an Amex card, like the Amex Platinum or the Amex Gold, where you can earn membership rewards on it. Link that to your Rakuten account and have your payout as Amex points, because 95% back in the form of Amex points, you're getting like 2 cents per point. So you're kind of making money off of that purchase of LifeLock. If you are applying for all of these different consumer data gathering apps, it might be good to have LifeLock anyway. The only downside with that is I've heard they do take you off of certain targeted mailing lists, so you don't get notified when like there's a no lifetime language Amex offer or something like that, which is a bit of a bummer, but it is nice not having your identity stolen. So there's that too.
And with Amex, if you do elect to earn membership rewards, don't make the change back to their big fat check, because you can never enroll in the membership rewards option again with that email.
That is good to know. I had not even considered that, but oh my God, that would be devastating.
Yeah, it was in a Facebook group and the girl, poor girl, was freaking out. I felt so bad because those points can add up quick and they're so valuable.
Why would she change it back?
I have no idea.
Like once you switch it over to Amex and you realize, oh my God, I'm earning one Amex point, which is basically 2 cents per point, and Rakuten instead of 1% cash back, why would you go back? But oh, okay, that is the hot tip of this episode, is do not switch it back and forth on Rakuten. Yeah, speaking of Rakuten, they have some in-store offer stuff too. Can you speak at all to how somebody can leverage that with their stacking? Because normally everyone's always like, oh, you should do all your shopping online. That way you can click through 15 different things. But is it ever profitable to go with the Rakuten in-store offers?
Yeah, so with Rakuten, especially around the holidays, their in-store offers can be really lucrative. I know last year they were offering 5% back in-store at, I believe it was Walmart and Lowe's. So if you needed like any electronics or you were doing Christmas shopping, it was a really great way to maximize your earnings. And I don't even think the rate was that high online. But with it though, you do have to upload your card numbers and you need to activate it before you shop. Otherwise, it won't record the purchase. I know when I did it last year, I would activate it, check out, and the email would come through minutes later. So you'll definitely know if you did it right or not.
If you do it wrong, is there anything that can be done?
I know Rakuten is normally very lenient with missing cashback. I know sometimes, like, however your browser is set up or if the cookies don't track, I've reached out and submitted proof of purchase, and most of the time they've given me the points. I know one time one was a really high points back offer and they did it as like a one-time courtesy. So again, your mileage may vary, but it doesn't hurt to ask, I always say.
Yeah, that's good to know. And also one more reason to kind of stick with one or two favorite portals, because if you are a consummate Rakuten user, they might be a little bit more lenient rather than if you're writing being like, I need my $3. Like, they might ignore you at that point. And then if you're fighting with 15 different companies asking for $3, like, it's just not worth your time at that point. So that's just really something I want to hammer home with stacking, is people can get really, really crazy with it really, really fast. Take the easy wins. And then as you get deeper and deeper into the game, easy wins become 2-point stacks, 3-point stacks. I don't think it's ever easy to stack 6 different things at a time. And I think you only do that if you want to brag about stacking 6 different things. It's like people who nest 6 if statements into an Excel formula. Nobody actually wants to do that. The only people who do it so that they can brag, and they're usually interns, and then their managers will normally say, don't do that. But same with stacking. Like, go for the easy wins, get 2 or 3 different stacks on there with your credit card points, maybe an Amex offer, maybe go through Rakuten or a dining portal or a shopping portal, take a photo of your receipt, and then you are good to go with that. You don't have to earn 20 cents back per dollar, because a lot of the times I feel like there's so much that could go wrong, and you should instead just focus on making sure that you've got your Alaska points or your American Airlines points or your Rakuten points. Apparently, if you're in the UK, make sure you get your top cashback points, because those convert to Marriott points in the UK. I wish we had that here, but we do not. That's my soapbox about stacking, is quality over quantity. Don't make pound foolish decisions when it comes to stacking. All right. And as we kind of wrap up here, what would you say is your number one piece of travel hacking advice with everything that you've learned so far, whether it's just points in general or specific to stacking different offers?
My one piece of advice would be stacking is definitely an underrated way to earn more points and miles. I know when you first get into travel hacking, it can be overwhelming learning about the different cards and the offers and what card should I use here. But I would say take it one step at a time. Even if it's just taking that one extra step to go through a shopping portal, those points are going to add up and it's going to help you in your travel hacking journey. And then as you get more comfortable, then slowly add more things into the mix.
Great advice. And speaking of great advice, can you give a shout out to someone else on the internet who listeners should go follow for more great points and miles content?
Yeah, I would say the two accounts I've really liked lately are From Our Points of View and then Ashley on the Move _. From Our Points of View, their graphics are like so good. And I just learned so much from them. And then I feel like Ashley on the Move just keeps it so real and is like a friend that you've had for years. And I just love learning from her content.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the internet?
So my Instagram is thegrady_bunch.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ginny, for coming onto the show today. Love talking about stacking. I know it's a very popular topic as we get into the holiday season and everybody's looking into buying groups or just how to get a lot of cash back if they're doing a lot of holiday shopping, a lot of going out to eat at different restaurants this time of year. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing all of your wisdom with us.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!